Waking up can be tough. UFTA, so tough. Making it easier with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So we're talking about This Is Us. Colleen watched the rest of it this morning. With no coffee, by the way.
I know.
Well done to you.
It's been quite a morning.
Well done.
So we're quite a morning.
I mean, you're going through a lot of emotions, a lot of withdrawal right now. I'm a little worried. I feel like you're a bit on edge.
Yeah. It's the second to the last episode of This Is Us, and it was tearjerker last night.
Yeah.
So wanted to hear from you. What do we need to digest this morning? 515-280-1025.
We've got a longtime listener and good friend of the show, Kim from Granger, on the phone. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, you guys. How are you today?
Well, I mean, we're doing okay.
You and Colleen seem to be emotionally drained.
Well, here's the thing. You know, This Is Us is down to the final two episodes, and last night I actually just wrapped up the episode here this morning because I fell asleep last night. I was just a long day, but Kim. I mean,
I don't know how you're there, Colleen. I don't know how you didn't ask for the rest of the day off.
Well, I mean, seriously, though, you know, and I'm trying. My husband, like, I don't know what your husband thinks of the show. My husband gets upset because he's like, why are you watching something that makes you so emotional?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. That's what my husband says, too. He's like, why would you watch something that just makes you upset? And I said something last night. I'm like, it's like they get off on emotionally torturing us. Like, they just enjoy it so much. Like, let's see what we can do to him this week.
Well, there's just all of these life things. And I think we all... There's, you know, bits and pieces of the show that we all relate to for one reason or another. And I know what drew me in initially was the relationship between Randall and William, because I, too, do not have a relationship with my biological father. I wasn't adopted. I was raised by my mom. But I felt like his searching for his dad, like I that just spoke to me. Was there anything about This Is Us that extra spoke to you?
I think probably the relationship between the siblings at first, because like Randall and Kevin's relationship at first, because my brother and I aren't super close.
Yeah,
we've grown closer as we've gotten older, but like at first we weren't super close. We didn't always have the best relationship, obviously, and so I said that was really cool, and I just thought like Kevin's arc through the show has been like probably the best character arc.
Yeah. Okay, so we're down to the final two episodes. They're wrapping up a lot of things. You know, the other thing that This Is Us is real good at is giving us, like, you know, these little pearls of wisdom. There's always some kind of a pep talk. So from last night's episode, okay, was it William's talk about sadness? Okay. Dr. K's...
No, Kim's already crying, I feel like.
Dr. K's, you know, pep talk to Rebecca at the bar, you know, just about life in general. Or was it the new kids that we met last night, Marcus and the one who ends up with the, you know, the cure for... Was it them and their, you know, lemonades and remembering the lemonades talk? What do you think you teared up the most with?
Oh, my gosh. Right. Like, first of all, can I just say, like, the fact that they introduced new characters in the second-to-last episode and still wrapped it up.
Right.
Like, just seriously, This Is Us. Anyway. you know, I think for me it was William, just because, like, the fact that he was kind of her walk through the whole thing, just because, like, for me it was the fact that his life decision, his one decision, kind of made her trajectory through life.
Yeah.
So then his kind of speech was her trajectory towards the end.
He says sadness is kind of lazy. He's always thought sadness is a little lazy because there's just a lot of it, and you got to find the good.
That's wise.
Yeah, it
what
is.
What about this at the end?
You tell him, hey.
Mm-hmm. then there's just a lot of
She squeezed his hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just let the music keep playing until Kim starts crying.
There's a lot of music that Joni Mitchell got me.
What did I do to you, Kurt? Colleen doesn't even have coffee. Why would you do this?
I know.
I'm sorry.
He's just...
I'm a cruel man. Cruel, I say.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk through? Was there another that you feel we need to mention that really got you?
I don't want to give any spoilers away for anybody who hasn't yet watched it. Like, it was so good. Like, I'm interested to see how they wrap it next week, because I just think, like, that... I think there's so much pressure for, like, a last episode, because... I'm still disappointed in The Last Ozark, which I don't want to talk about, but...
that's a whole nother ball of wax, yeah.
And now we're all connected. It's so realistic.
Yeah.
It's real life. Like, it's the ugliness of, like, family sometimes, and the realisticness of just being a part of something that's true.
Yeah, and bigger, the connection between all of us.
Yes.
You know, like the characters they introduced last night. All right, hey, thank you, Kim, for chatting.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kim. You try and do the same.
Okay.
I can do, you guys.
Yep. It's definitely a morning to upgrade to a venti. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
I mean, don't you doofuses get it?
On Star 102.5.